प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। रोल ऑफ बाप दादा एट अमृत वेला एंड रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज ऑफ चिल्ड्रन। एट अमृत वेला बाबा प्रिपेयर्स हिज चिल्ड्रन फॉर द होल डे। एट अमृत वेला बाबा प्रिपेयर्स हिज चिल्ड्रन फॉर द होल डे, जस्ट एज अ मदर एंड फादर विल प्रिपेयर देयर चाइल्ड फॉर द कमिंग डे। इन द अर्ली मॉर्निंग of ours, they will clean him, make him ready, and they will say to him, eat, drink and study the whole day. In the same way, Bab Dada also gives sustenance at Amrit Vela. He fills the soul with power for the entire day. So this is the time for special sustenance, Vishesh Palna. There are two moments when the mind is extremely receptive. Night, morning, the time just before going off to sleep. Whatever you are telling to yourself, that is heard by the unconscious, subconscious. From the conscious mind, you are about to enter into the subconscious. So just at the time of sleep, whatever suggestions, self-talk you do, that is heard by the subconscious, and the curtain is about to fall, and the morning early hours, the moment you open your eyes, the curtain is about to open. Again, whatever you say will be heard by the subconscious mind. And if things are accepted by the subconscious mind, they become reality. If you say, I'm extremely happy, I'm full of joy, just on getting up, it will be heard by the subconscious mind and it will accept it. In the similar manner, whatever suggestion you give, whatever thoughts you create at Amrit Vela, they all would be heard by the subconscious mind. And things accepted by the subconscious mind become reality. Rather, the whole universe conspires to make that thing come true. So this very small thought, Baba is preparing me for the whole day. He He is filling me with power. And who is He? The Almighty, the most powerful. We really do not know His powers. What are the powers of God? What He can do? All the scriptures have mentioned His powers in great detail. It is shown in the Bible that there was an ocean, and the ocean is split, and His children, they go through it, and when the enemies come, the ocean is again whole and all the enemies are destroyed. He is so powerful. So He is supreme. So at Amrit Vela, He is filling me with powers. Just this thought. Then no matter what happens throughout the day, you remain powerful. So this time is very important. Even this time when you go to sleep, people are extremely excited at night. That should not happen. Because with activated and excited mind, you cannot go to sleep. That's why they say that after sunset, do not use any digital instruments after sunset, or as less as possible, and go off to sleep as early as possible. You should get exhausted, tired. You should feel, let me go to sleep now. Otherwise, what people do? They organize meetings at night. They watch TV, serials, movies, plays, games, entertainment, and eating late at night. So all these things, they activate you. Then you can't go to sleep early. And when you can't go to sleep early, you get up late. And when you get up late, you start as dull, with dullness, lack of enthusiasm. Look at the whole world. The mornings are dull and the nights are filled with clubs, dances, parties. That is today's reality. This is a neurotic world. The minds are diseased. Extremely active at night and they go to sleep so late and again they get up very late. They hardly see sun. So this is a vicious cycle. That is happening. Kuchakra. The best is 9 or 9:30. That's it. Just go to sleep. So that you can get early. Get up early. And if you see and analyze your routine at night, there are so many wasteful things. Phone calls, messages, social media, eating, drinking, preparing, chit-chatting. So many things happening. Entertainments. Purposeless searching. Surfing. YouTubes. TV series. Movies. They all exhaust you. And they activate the mind. And once the mind is activated, you can't sleep now. For sleeping, you need calm. mind. You can just go to sleep easily. So, go to sleep early so that you can get up early. Be a lark, not an owl. Lark, you know? What is lark? Early larks and late owls. So, the very first thought after getting up, Baba is filling me with power. God is filling me with power. He is the Son of Knowledge. He is the Son of Knowledge. He is filling me with power. He is preparing me for the whole day. And Amrit Vela is the time. What all things you get from God at Amrit Vela? He is here. You are here. What things you get from Him? You can invoke Him. Nay, what are you? What do you get from Him? Guidance. Answers. Resolutions of conflicts. Touchings. Plannings. Newness, freshness, the old is dismantled. Automatically you are very near to God. Throughout the day it is very difficult. The morning hours are ambrosial. The morning hours are nectarine. The morning hours, the atmosphere is calm and satopradhan. You have ample of time. You have no other work. No phone calls to do, no book to read, no jobs to be done. That is your personal time, your own time. Throughout the day you have responsibilities. Morning you don't have responsibilities. You are relatively free. So that is the time when you can reconnect yourself to God. When you can disconnect with the world and reconnect with God. It's a time to disconnect with the world and reconnect with God. It's a time to empower yourself. It's a time to enlighten yourself. It's a time to get rid of the darkness. It's a time to get rid of the guilt consciousness. It's a time to sharpen your intellect. You can sharpen your intellect. It's a time to remember Gyan. Today's entire Avyakta Murli is only on Gyan and Gyan and Gyan. This Gyan is study. This Gyan is power. This Gyan is a weapon. So, this is light. So, you must understand the importance of Gyan. This Gyan, in fact, throughout the day, Baba said, even if you are busy, you can do double task. If there is definitely no intellect, too much involvement of intellect, you can always churn knowledge. Keep on churning one point of knowledge. Take one point, churn it. Go into the depth, be introverted. Go into the depth of that point. Gehrai, Antarmukta. Of each and every point, ask yourself, what is the secret of this point? Ask yourself, what time I should use this Gyan? Ask yourself, third, what methods I should use? And fourth, how should I apply it to others? Ask these four things to yourself. This is how you churn. Secret, time, method, and others, how to apply it. Make this Gyan personal. Your own. Churn it. You need silence. You need solitude. Go into it. And churn throughout the day. Imbibe it. Dharan. let it percolate into every thought and life, sankalp and jivan. The thought should become your natural nature. The jnan should become your natural nature. Remember jnan. Understand jnan. Imbibe jnan. Read. Study. Listen. Relate. Write. Do everything. Whatever is possible, discuss it with others. Churn it. Baba said two words, Spashtikaran and Vistar. Clarification and expansion. That's how what you have to do. Clarification of Gyan and expansion of Gyan. Take Gyan and think about it. What is it? What is it? And one more thing, intoxication. Nasha. First get intoxicated with that point and then start churning it. And then clarification, then vistar, then relate it to other, then discuss it with other, then experience it, then dharan it, then put it into life. Let it become practical. It should not become a tension job. Oh, such a big Murli, what I will do with it? 4 pages. My head is reeling just after. If I am given this task, I will remember or not remember. Baba said, enjoy it. Go into the depth of it. Don't just convert into a karobar. Now I'm in golden age, then silver age, then copper age, then iron age, and now it's a confluence age. Then good morning, Baba. And you are father, you are teacher, you are Sadguru. And Sakash here and Sakash there, and the task is done. This is not Gyan. Gyan is intoxication. Gyan is enjoyment. Gyan is entertainment. Gyan means experience. Gyan means bringing it into practical life. Gyan means imbibing it. Gyan means life. Deep experience. Gyan means gherai, the depth of it. Gyan means to go and to catch and to bring it on the surface. Baba said there are children who have become rich, malamal. There are others who have not, because they have just kept the gyan and put into the apron of their intellect, as if somebody has kept money in the bank and he doesn't touch it. Just there is a dilasa, just there is a consolation that it is there with me. That's it. Just as there was a man, he had a lot of money. So what he did? He converted all that money into bricks of gold. And then he made a hole in the land and kept inside, dug it there, stored and then covered. Every day at night, he would go, he would remove the soil and see and feel happy. Oh, it's there. Oh, it's there. Nobody has stolen. One day a man sees, what is this happening? What is he doing every night? So after he leaves, after doing his job, this man goes, he opens it. Oh, to his utter surprise, there are bricks of gold. So he takes away all those and again covers it and putting stones in its place. The next night the man comes and he opens and he says, they are stones. And he starts crying and crying and crying. So this man came, he says, what happened? He says, I had my bricks of gold here, they are gone. The man says, the other person, but did you ever use them? He says, no. So why are you crying then? Feel that they are there. Just come every day, see it and go away. So it is the same here. You have heard Gyan. You have read Gyan. But it has not become life. So the Gyan has not become. You are carrying the urns of Gyan on your heads and dancing while you are neck deep in Agyan, in body consciousness. So that is not Gyan. Gyan means life. Gyan means transformation. Gyan means embodiment. I read a very beautiful line somewhere in Hindi. It was, Gyan is the result of time. ज्ञान समय का परिणाम है. ज्ञान इज द रिजल्ट ऑफ टाइम. इज अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल स्टेटमेंट टू चर्न. ज्ञान कम सिक्वेंशियली, क्रमबद्ध. इट डजंट कम सडनली. दैट समबडी इज इग्नोरेंट एट नाइट एंड नेक्स्ट डे मॉर्निंग ही हैज बिकम इंटेलिजेंट, इट विल नॉट हैपन. ज्ञान विल कम बिट बाय बिट, लिटिल बाय लिटिल. यू प्रोग्रेस टूवर्ड्स ज्ञान इंच बाय इंच, स्टेप बाय स्टेप, स्लोली स्लोली, ग्रेजुअली. बट यू हैव टू मेक योर माइंड रिसेप्टिव, देन द ज्ञान विल कम. इन फैक्ट वी शुड ओनली ट्राई फॉर वन थिंग, दैट इज ज्ञान. व्हाई? What is the root cause of sorrow in the world? Vices. What is the cause of vices? Body consciousness. What is the cause of body consciousness? Ignorance, agyan, avidya. So the greatest enemy of a jnani soul is agyan, avidya, ignorance. So first of all, remove avidya. Avidya is your greatest enemy, not vices, not body consciousness. They are the result of avidya. Increase your jnan, that's it. Keep on increasing jnan every day. Read, learn, churn, get lost, magan. Baba said only these two are necessary. Manan and Magan. Even if you have these, you become Mayajit and obstacle free. Vignajit and Mayajit. Just churn knowledge. Every day. All the time. Even if you are busy, no excuses. Because you can do double tasks. Baba said today. There are only few tasks where you need full concentration of the mind. Otherwise, you can always do two tasks. So keep on churning even throughout the day. Don't become karma karta, become karma yogi. Karma karta is just doing the kam, workaholic, just seva, 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 seva. I have done seva, I have not given sorrow to anybody, everything is all right with me. Baba said, what is this? You are making yourself happy, self-complacency. Don't just become karma karta, but become karma yogi. You have to add remembrance of God and you have to add churning of knowledge into your karmas. Otherwise, you do not create neutral karmas. You create karmas with effect, sakam karma. And sakam karma binds you. You have to go for nishkam karma. There is nothing like jnana. Nahi jnane na sadrusham, pavitra. In this whole world, the God of Gita, the sermonizer of Gita says, Nahi jnane na sadrusham, pavitra. Nothing pure like jnana. There is nothing that purifies you like jnana. Jnana is the fire. Jnana is fire. It purifies the gold. And this is not just jnana, this is rajavidya rajguhyam pavitram idam uttamam pratyaksha avagamam dhamya susukam kartavyayam. That's what Gita says. This is rajavidya. Oh Arjuna, listen. This is rajavidya rajguhyam. This is extremely top secret which I am telling you. This is rajavidya and rajguhyam pavitram idam uttamam. This purifies even the one who is pure. That is the first shloka of the chapter 9 of Gita. So purify yourself with jnana. Jnana is water. Purify yourself. Jnana is nourishment. Eat it. Jnana is light. Jnana is mirror. Jnana is seed. Gyan is the seed. Gyan is, tell at least 100 points. Oxygen. Gyan is the nourishment, it is the ghee, it is the oil, it is the stick, it is the blood. Gyan is milk. Gyan is the arrow. Gyan is the weapon. Gyan is the sword. Gyan is the injection, tablet, syrup, medicine, medication. Gyan is the nectar. Gyan is the light, understanding, power. Gyan is padhai, ladai, chadai. It is padhai, it is study, it is ladai, it is battle, it is chadai, it's you go up with it. Gyan is kolirium, anjan. Gyan is the third eye. Gyan is river. Gyan is grass. Gyan is music. Gyan is fragrance. Gyan is intoxication. Gyan is drink, wine. Gyan is wine. It is a divine wine. Gyan is, what else? Is the your specs. Gyan is specs. Gyan is your cream. Gyan is your magnifying glass. Gyan is your vision. Gyan is camera. Gyan is TV. Gyan is CCTV. Gyan is picture. Gyan is models. Gyan is the wireless set. Gyan is the cloth. Gyan is ornaments. Ornaments. Gyan is ornaments. Gyan is jewels. Gyan is wings. Gyan is umbrella. Gyan is canopy. Gyan is lift. Gyan is flight. Gyan is aeroplane. Gyan is lullaby. Gyan is a lullaby. Gyan is fruit. Gyan is butter. Energy. Gyan is chop chini. That is done. Garland. Gyan is disc. Gyan is intoxication. Then dance. Gyan is fire. It's tapasya. Gyan is yagya. Gyan yagya. Gyan is sadhana. It is practice. Gyan is your footwear. Gyan is river. So multiple comparisons are given. So at Amrit Vela, empower yourself, enlighten yourself, dismantle the old, get something new, get new touchings, freshness from Baba. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. At Amrit Vela, Baba prepares his children for the whole day. Just as a mother and father will prepare their child for the coming day, in the early morning of hours, they will clean him, make him ready, and they will say to him, eat, drink, and study the whole day. In the same way, Bap Dada also gives sustenance at Amrit Vela. He fills the soul with power for the entire day. So, This is the time for special sustenance. Om Shanti.
Jagrat.